Yeah.
Well, rotten, we can talk about that.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, a little rotten tomatoes there, yeah.
No,
yeah,
sour grapes, I think.
Sour grapes, whatever.
We could throw rotten tomatoes
at you know, you win six in a row, you beat both teams that are in the Big 12 championship, and you ought to go down a few notches, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next hour. 40% chance of rain today.
No kidding.
And what? Weren't we supposed to get rain with that cold weather that moved through last week?
Oh, God, it poured in my house. No, I'm just joking. No, it didn't.
Really?
Yeah. No, that was the hose that got left on.
Yeah. A guy in Germany who bought his girlfriend breast implants.
Well, for the girl who doesn't have everything.
Well, we're not done.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
We're not done. Uh-huh. He wants his money back.
Ah, why? Because the girl broke up with him?
The German newspaper Bild says...
Der Spiegel?
Yeah, no, just this is Bild who did this one. They're not quite as hoity-toity as Der Spiegel. Anyway, the man named Karsten paid almost $6,000 for his girlfriend's enhancement surgery last year.
Mm.
Made the woman sign a contract promising to stay with him for at least a year after the surgery. But the girlfriend, Anastasia...
She broke the contract.
Well, admits that she did, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, now she's afraid she's going to get a visit from the repo man.
Ooh.
Anastasia says that she plans to pay Karsten back and has already started depositing money in his bank account.
How exactly do you repo that without an evasive action of some sort?
I think you're going to need a general to get that done. General anesthetic, that is.
Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a great
time together. All right.
Info.
Mason.
Stand still. Think happy thoughts. It'll be over in just a minute. You might feel a pinch.
That's right. Down
the street just to get you to the train
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. Can't think of anything else to say.
It's, yeah, just go.
It just sort of tells itself.
Not any reason.
No.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic, and a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions, and we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
6:15, News Talk 1620, WT.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
Well, I know that's a network commercial.
It is.
Uh-huh. So we can build them here, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When are you going to build those 200-mile-an-hour trains there, Siemens? When are we going to get them in Byron College Station?
Well, if not, we'll get a monorail.
That's right.
Yeah, they're talking about that.
Yeah, there we go. We can sing about that.
There's like one in America, isn't there?
Probably.
One up in the Northeast Corridor that does about that. Joe Biden rides on.
It's because the government needs to build them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Exactly. Siemens doesn't care who builds them, just so they buy them from Siemens.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. It's November the 29th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Vin Scully, pretty good baseball announcer.
You think?
Yeah. Over 50 years he's been calling the
more
Dodgers.
More than baseball.
Uh-huh.
Just sports.
Yeah, you bet.
He does golf pretty well, too.
Been calling the Dodgers for 50 years. Yeah. 83 years old today. Diane Ladd, the actress, is 78 years old today. She's got she got the famous daughter, right? Laura Dern is her daughter. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Bruce is her ex-husband, right? Peter Berkman, the actor from the comedy troupe, is 71 years old. Chuck Mangione,
great football coach at Kansas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Until they ran him off.
Yeah. There you go. He's 70 years old today.
He's a trumpet boy.
Comedian Gary Shandling, the Larry Sanders Show. You might remember that.
I just like that show.
61 years old. Howie Mandel, Deal or No Deal. Of course, he was a comedian, before ever doing that. He's 55 years old.
Started as a furniture store owner
uh-huh.
in Toronto and decided to get into stand-up comedy, and now he
Does he still do that suitcase game? Is that
I think that's still the suitcase game. Jeff Fahey, the actor, he was on One Life to Live, but then did a whole bunch of other acting since then, 54 years old. Kathy Moriarty, played Vicky LaMotta and the wife in Raging Bull, was one of the things she did. She was 50 years old. Kim Delaney is 50. Kim Delaney, NYPD Blue, CSI Miami. She was on that nursing show way back, though.
Yeah.
When wasn't she? The Army nurse.
No, that was Dana Delaney.
Oh, I got my Delaney's mixed
China
up.
Beach.
Excuse me.
Kim Delaney.
Kim Delaney's 49.
Kim Delaney was in Miami, CSI Miami, asked to leave the show because she apparently was not, I think they said, capable of understanding the dialogue that she was going.
Couldn't read, or what?
I think they said she was stupid. That's pretty much what they're saying. A little too sophisticated for her.
Also, see here, director Joel Cohen is 56 years old today.
That's good work.
Yeah, pretty good. And also Tom Sizemore.
Troubled actor.
Troubled.
That'd be troubled actor.
Is 49 years old. Larry Joe Campbell, the actor, he's from According to Jim. He plays the brother. Is 40 years old today. And that's all I got.
We got Don Cheadle, actor boy. He'd be,
oh, really? He's one of my favorites. Didn't have him on my list.
Be 46.
Uh-huh.
Couple of folks who, one who hangs out in Washington and one who used to. A favorite of all travelers, Janet Napolitano. Happy 53 to her today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rom, the man who would be mayor, Emmanuel.
How about that?
He'd be 51. Former toe dancer. So, that's it.
That's right. That's right. Obama said dance, and he danced.
No. He's a ballet guy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, there you go. It's 6:19.